This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
President Trump yesterday signed the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. During a White House ceremony, Trump stated USMCA is the largest, most significant, modern, and balanced free trade agreement in history. USMCA replaces the North American Free Trade Agreement, a trade deal Trump considered outdated and terrible. Mexico approved the signed agreement last year. Legislation to approve the agreement in Canada was announced this week. Canada seems likely to approve the agreement within the next month, following its legislative process. Canada and Mexico are top trading partners for United States agriculture. President Trump says USMCA is a monumental win for American farmers and ranchers, improving access to Canadian and Mexican markets. The agreement protects current market conditions between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, and includes an estimated $2.2 billion increase in U.S. agricultural exports. The agreement is expected to grow annual dairy exports by nearly $315 million. Trump promised dairy farmers improved trade with Canada when announcing his intention to upgrade NAFTA. The Trump administration's focus on trade will now continue as officials work towards the more trade agreements. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue traveled to the European Union to discuss a potential trade deal this week, and talks are ongoing to reach a tentative agreement with India. Perdue maintains that agriculture needs to be included in a trade deal with the European Union. Specifically, Perdue told reporters Wednesday from Rome he wants the EU to recognize the U.S. method of sanitizing chicken products, along with addressing geographic indicators and EU objections to biotechnology. Meanwhile, Politico reports U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer is expected to travel to New Delhi, India, earlier next month for potential trade talks with India's Commerce Minister. President Trump revoked trade benefits for India last year that cuts duties on products from developing nations. India is seeking to regain those benefits, while the U.S. wants equivalent access for U.S. agricultural products in any tentative trade deal. In other ag news on your Thursday afternoon, a vaccine developed to help stop the spread of African swine fever reached a milestone recently, 100% effectiveness. In the study, both low and high doses of the vaccine were 100% effective against the virus when the pigs were challenged 28 days post-inoculation, according to the American Society for Microbiology, which published the study findings in mid-January. Currently, there is no commercially available vaccine against ASF, and Arlen Suderman of FC Stone says more work needs to be done to meet regulatory requirements for commercialization.
Now, that doesn't mean it's ready to go into production next week and that the problems are all solved. It's going to take time, as you know, and normally we would say years, although I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on regulators, et cetera, to push this forward as fast as possible, put it on fast track. This is a national food emergency type of a situation.
Suderman says the vaccine brings mixed market implications for U.S. hog farmers.
This gives a little bit more hope that they can get a vaccine in hand before the disease reaches the shores of the United States. On the other hand, it means that there is a limit to how long there will be export demand to China. China's obviously not going to have the vaccine in hand next month, and it's going to take some time to rebuild. But it does mean that the end is in sight, so to speak.
The research was motivated by the 2007 outbreak of African swine fever in the Republic of Georgia. The 2007 outbreak was also the genesis of current African swine fever outbreak, according to investigators at the Plum Island Animal Disease Center, where the vaccine was developed. We'll move on and continue to state and local ag news following these messages.
When you think about planning for tomorrow, it may seem overwhelming. At Country Financial, we have a suggestion. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started. Because when it comes to solving the big challenges of tomorrow, you can start with simple steps today. With personalized insurance and financial services that can have a big impact on your family's future. Country Financial, when you're ready to start, we're ready to help. Call me, Wayne Schaefer, at 498-5800.
M&M Service Company would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to their customers for their continued patronage over the years. Their customers are the foundation of their success, and without them, M&M wouldn't be where they are today. They are truly grateful for your trust in their company and look forward to serving your agricultural needs for many years to come. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Extra pounds aren't healthy, so slim down for the spring by counting calories and fat grams now. Eat balanced meals in moderation with plenty of farmer-owned Prairie Farms low-fat and non-fat dairy products, like non-fat cottage cheese and non-fat sour cream, as well as skim and 1% milk. Plan your snacks by including Prairie Farms low-fat yogurt. And for extra vitamin C while losing weight, remember 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Farmer-owned.
Are fuel prices costing you a fortune? Area Diesel Service can help with agricultural diesel solutions modules. Over 1,000 applications can get up to 35% more horsepower, and these performance modules aren't just for planting and harvest. There are modules for medium and heavy-duty trucks and your light-duty diesel pickups. For details, call 800-637-2658 or visit the new redesigned website today by logging on to areadiesel.com. That's areadiesel.com.
And we're back here on your Thursday afternoon ag show and continuing into state ag news. An active weather pattern continues to boost the chances of spring flooding along the Mississippi River and its tributaries, but it hasn't altered plans by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to close much of the Illinois River to navigation this summer for rehab work at five locks and dams. Tom Heinold, Chief of Operations for the Army Corps of Engineers in the Rock Island District, explains the work to be done starting in July.
We had originally scheduled for 6 of the 8 locks on the Illinois Waterway to be closed this summer for maintenance. We are down to 5 of those 8. Unfortunately, we had a funding delay and our contractors just truthfully ran out of capability. We didn't get any bids for the work at Brandon Road. So we will reschedule the work that was going to happen this summer at Brandon Road to 2023. And this year we're going to concentrate on Dresden Island on down. The work in 2023 at Dresden Island and Brandon Road was going to include dewaterings for new miter gates and sills and anchorage modifications there. We'll just tack on a bulkhead slot project right before we start that work at Brandon Road that we weren't able to do this summer. We've already got a contractor mobilized down at LaGrange Lock and Dam. He spent last summer doing a lot of work, preparatory work, that didn't affect the navigation industry, and we are all hands on deck. We've got our contractors on board, our fabrications are underway, our long lead time items are ordered, and we are ready to go and on schedule for a July 1st closing of the waterway for maintenance. It'll last about 90 to 120 days, and unless Mother Nature deals us a bad hand like they did last summer, we're scheduled to open by the end of October, just in time for grain, harvest season.
Again, that was Tom Heinold with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. In other state ag news, talking about the weather, last year the key weather word was polar vortex in the winter, but there's no mention of that this winter. Illinois State climatologist Trent Ford says statewide temperatures are 3 to 4 degrees above average for January.
The polar vortex, both the one in closer to the surface in the troposphere and the one higher up in the stratosphere, they've mainly stayed, I shouldn't say where they belong, but up in the Arctic, up north. So we really haven't seen those cold air outbursts that those systems can bring, just because that cold air has been relegated further north, up into central Canada, up into the Arctic. And so the way the circulation patterns have been persisting is that we have generally seen pretty strong flow out of the west to southwest, which has allowed our temperatures to remain pretty mild and have actually resulted in some pretty warm days. Like a couple of weeks ago, I think the high was in the high 50s in northern Illinois and all the way down to the low 70s in southern Illinois. So those persistent circulation features have really kept our temperatures mild throughout the month.
Again, that was state climatologist Trent Ford. Moving on now to the Ag Community Bulletin Board for Thursday, the Hillsboro FFA chapter will be holding a Krispy Kreme fundraiser on Saturday morning. Those locations will be at the CNB Bank and Trust in Hillsboro, Rule King in Litchfield, the Security National Bank locations in Wirving and Coffeen, and the Irving Creamery. The Staunton FFA alumni will be holding a chicken and beer dance along with a live and silent auction on Saturday night. That'll be held at the Crystal Ballroom in Staunton from 5 until 11. Tickets are $25 per person, and you can get them right now at Ace Hardware in Staunton, Bill's IGA in Staunton, and the Parade Town Feed Store. If you need more information about this Saturday's Staunton FFA Alumni Chicken and Beer Dance, you can call Mike at 314-873-6769 or Linda at 618-402-2710. The Montgomery County USDA Farm Service Agency has been holding some informational meetings that provide overviews of two USDA safety net programs, ARC and PLC. One meeting was held this morning at 10, but a second meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, the 4th, at 2:30. These meetings were held and will be held Tuesday at the Montgomery County Farm Bureau office in Hillsboro. Sign up for safety net programs for last year and this year is currently underway. An election choice between ARC and PLC must be made by March 15th. You can RSVP for Tuesday's meeting to the Montgomery County FSA office by calling 532-3361, extension 2. The U of I Extension will be hosting a Pruning Apples and More workshop to be held at the Montgomery County Extension office in Hillsboro. You can join U of I Extension horticulture educator Andrew Holsinger as he presents a variety of pruning techniques for apples and other fruit trees. This program will take place on Thursday, the 6th, from 1 to 2 in the afternoon. The cost for the program is $5 per person and will include handouts. You can pre-register by visiting go.illinois.edu/CJMM, or you can call the U of I Extension office at 532-3941, and you need to register by February 5th. And that'll wrap it up for this Thursday afternoon edition of the Ag Show. But remember, if you have any Ag news for us or anything for the Ag Community Bulletin Board, those items can be sent to us at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So for this Thursday afternoon, January 30th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.